Hi, my name is Audrey Jordan. This is my subject matter expert interview for my Entrepreneurship 16 class at Western Carolina with Amy Stone, who is the human resource recruiter for Sampson Regional Medical Center. Amy, tell me a bit about yourself professionally.
Hello, my name's Amy Stone. I'm the human resource recruiter at Sampson Regional Medical Center. I am responsible for all recruitment here at Sampson Regional, as well as employee relations, students, and all contingent and contract labor. I have been in HR altogether 16 years. I've been in healthcare HR for the past 6 years, and recruitment, specifically healthcare recruitment, for 6 years.
What made you decide to choose this area of study or this field?
So originally I went to college. I was a teaching fellow, and while I was in college, I got a executive assistant position with an insurance company, working part-time with a vice president at a major insurance company called Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. And the vice president that I was the executive assistant to was the vice president of HR. And so I started working there part-time while I was in college, and decided this was something that I wanted to do full-time, and got promoted, and then kind of changed my classes to kind of more online, started working full-time as a HR assistant and executive assistant at the same time. Eventually, unfortunately, at that time, I kind of dropped out of college for the meantime and went full-time and followed my career, and then started in HR as an executive assistant, then moved to an assistant, then a generalist, then benefits, and then recruiter, and so on.
All right, so what's next after recruiter then?
Next would be a business partner or a director level or manager role. Oh. My goal long term is to go into more policy and procedure and compensation analysis. More specific than recruitment. I love recruitment, but do I want to do it forever? No, maybe a few more years, but my long-term goal would be more policy and
more
also
paperwork.
Kind of policy and just some things that I've done recently. I've kind of really enjoyed it, and also I enjoy employee relations. Most people don't enjoy employee relations. Employee relations is the other word for fire, but that's not always the case. So you try to investigate issues and provide the appropriate corrective action to employees.
I didn't realize you'd done that either, Amy. I didn't know that. What are some strategies that you find useful for recruiting, like internet, or I don't even know how they do it?
Yeah, so some good strategies. Ideally, you need to find out what your market is, and you need to find out, you know, in a hospital setting, this is an acute care and critical care setting. So we have to identify our biggest needs, and some of the strategies would be use recruiting tools such as Indeed, LinkedIn, depending on the specific role. Also, you have to have a really good network with your local schools. For us, we're not a magnet institute, so it's ideal for us to have a good working relationship and rapport with our community college systems in the county and surrounding the county. Also, you have to network with other hospitals because, you know, it's nothing for some of those employees to want to work PRN here and vice versa. So that's the best strategy, is knowing what you need and using your online tools. That's the most common way. And then also I'll do nursing campaigns, ultrasound campaigns, different campaigns.
So you get to do campaigns too.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It cost me a lot of money.
Oh yeah. Do you call people though? Like,
so I normally hire a company who will do a specific campaign for me, but okay. I create the data. I also will pull, okay, I'll request the data. I want to see it. I want to make sure they made those phone calls. So I'm a little bit of a pain in the butt when it comes to hiring a company. But those companies cost me a couple $1,000s to do it.
No, they don't. Oh, they, so just, market-wise, mm-hmm, it's expensive.
There are companies who specialize in it, so it's cheaper for me to pay $5,000 for them to do it than me do it myself.
Oh, yeah, by the time you invest time in it.
And just being in the department, basically our department is so small here, and I do recruitment, students, contracts, and employee relations, so it's a number of different things. There's no way.
Oh, wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
What are some challenges that you face?
Some of the biggest challenges, we'll be specific here. So our biggest challenge here is we are a rural hospital. We're a very rural area. So we're rural, and you don't have as many people in your more specialized fields, such as the laboratory technologist or the senior techs who have the experience or the ultrasound technologist. So being in a rural community is a challenge because you don't have a population as you would in a larger system. Also, I would say another challenge sometimes can be compensation, for the simple fact that we are one of a few hospitals that remain in the state that are independent. So we have to function on a very lean process. And because UNC or Duke University or whomever it may be can pay a certain amount, we can't always justify or pay those rates because, you know, we're not budgeted for that, and we have to process, we have to work a very lean system.
What do you believe is the best way to motivate someone?
Well, I tell anybody and everybody, every offer, I actually looked in the last 2 years, I've done over 700 offers.
Oh, gosh.
In 2 years. And I never force a job on someone. Either A, you want the job, or B, if you're questioning it, there's a reason, you know. But most of the people that we hire don't go into healthcare because they are here for money. You don't go into healthcare for money. You go into healthcare because you're truly passionate about it. And when I went into HR, and after I had a couple experiences at a couple different places, I knew I either wanted to work in HR industry, in healthcare, or education. And I've always, you know, I've stayed in healthcare the last few years, but most people here, the patients are what motivate you to want to go into healthcare and work somewhere. And we even have some entry-level positions where in our food service department or our environmental services or patient registration, those individuals, once they get here, they realize you're in a hospital setting. Your life will never be the same. Even though you are a food service employee, it is completely different. We're not McDonald's drive-thru, and you know, we are here because someone just had a baby and we needed to make those parents happy, or their father's in ICU and they may never leave this hospital again, and you want to feed them that last meal that's going to make them happy. And so there's so many different stories like that, but I truly think that the patients and the healthcare setting motivate individuals.
Yeah.
Is that a good answer?
Yeah. That's okay. It's always patients. And lastly, do you have any suggestions for someone who would want to be a human resource recruiter like you? Like, do they have to go to school for it? Could they not?
For my position here, a degree is required.
Okay.
For my position, a bachelor's is required. There are some, if somebody wanted to go into recruitment has changed so much over the years. So some people, I've met so many recruiters, and you know, it's really for us, it's finding the right fit for like our leadership positions, and it takes a lot of time. So you have to have a lot of patience. You have to be very engaging. And you also need to understand HR. If you don't understand HR, you will never be successful in a recruitment role, because even though I can do recruitment, I can also quote policies, I can also do a number of different things, but I didn't just come in a blank face out of HR, you know, no HR experience and go into recruitment. Now, I know people who have, and it's a little bit more challenging, but you never want to be a liability for ourselves, our hospitals. So we have, you know, the EEOC requirements, the Fair, you know, Labor Standard Acts. I mean, a number of different things that have to go into consideration when an offers are extended, and I take those things seriously. So not all the time sometimes I upset directors or managers because they want to do something for one reason. I say, no, that's unethical. We can't do that. Or, you know, and I try to coach them and teach them. But overall, I think somebody should go to school for HR. There are associate degree human resource management positions. If you don't go to college in HR and you say get an organizational behavior degree, which is kind of similar, or a business administration or some type of, business degree, I recommend a very good mentor. My supervisor teaches me a lot still on a regular basis.
Yeah. You never learn at all.
You know, there's things that I can teach him too. So it's really good. He's been here for a long time, so he doesn't have the experience from other facilities. So it's helpful because we can kind of, we really work well together, but a very good mentor. And I have, and we have an assistant here, and then I really try to mentor and help her and teach her different things when she has questions and help her get the initiative to pick on other tasks and things like that. But that's my advice.
Well, that's all I have, Amy. Thank you for taking the time to do this interview.
You're welcome.